The boys were called edgy, told they'd never make it past 5 episodes. Here those podcast jerks are, back for season 2. The Boys in the Woods Podcast, the show your mother warned you about and that your dad was hiding in the basement listening to. Get ready for the Boys in the Woods Podcast.
Play So Rare Fantasy Football, NBA, MLB with tradable player. Customizable fantasy sports picks for your favorite MLB, soccer, and NBA players with purchasable NFTs.
Welcome back, Charles. Welcome back. Did you have some nightmares last night, or you sleep pretty good?
Oh, I slept fine. Yeah.
You slept fine even after that story that Brian told us? All right. Yeah, we're nowhere near Ohio. Sure, I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of bright lights between us and Ohio.
Just so you know, just Google Youngstown, Ohio, and you'll understand what Charles and I were talking about. We got to sit down and talk with a pretty cool guy that told us some pretty crazy stories last night. So,
it was fantastic. I love those episodes. But don't get me wrong, I love sports. I do. Beard's a little crazy.
Still scruffy.
Yeah. To fluff that out. Hold on a second. But anywho, I love sports, but man, oh man, when we get in those crazy ass episodes, it's awesome.
I feel like there's going to be plenty more of those to come, especially if he's going to hook us up with some of these guys that have been on. A couple of these guys have been on, like Rogan and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be interesting.
I love it. I love every bit of it. I love every bit of it. Oh, let me turn this down. Just screaming in the background. We probably would have picked that up.
So we had a lot of things happen, Charles. We had a lot of things happen. There's been so many movements going around through the NFL. It's been absolutely ridiculous. I can't even keep track. You guys have a lot more time to keep track. I just see your conversations in the chat going, wee, wee, wee. Mike's pissed off that the Philadelphia's not signing any guys. I understand his frustration, but this is finally the year, Charles. Finally the year the Packers went all in and got a couple guys.
And safety Xavier McKinney, 4 years, $68 million. And come tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be insane watching that dude on one side, Jair on another side. One's a safety, one's a quarterback. I get that. The only thing that has been the absolute sane is that the Dallas Cowboys haven't done shit.
I think people are pissed that they're waiting for that too.
Not to branch off from Green Bay there, but yeah, when you have the owner come out and go, Jerry Jones comes out and tells you, hey, we're going all in. This is going to be different. People haven't seen things like this. And what do? They re-sign a punter? I think that's what they do.
Yeah, they haven't. People are not seeing the... I think what's happening too is other teams are being more aggressive than they typically are. And that's damn. Dallas is shit. We might be left out of this.
Two huge splashes. We've never seen this before. We heard scuttlebutt, but there's always been scuttlebutt in Green Bay. There's always been fan talk about people coming in or yada, yada. We had assumed Bakhtiari was gone. We had assumed that was gone. It was going to way too much money, 13 games a season, the last three seasons. We loved what he did. It was fantastic watching him. The best of luck to him. Obviously, the biggest roller coaster for everyone. There's some fans going through it, bro.
Yeah, you had alluded to this earlier that there's quite possibly some tears being shed in Lambeau Field.
Some tears being shed at Lambeau Field. People jumping to get their last little bit. Listen, thank you, Aaron Jones. You were fantastic. But something that you and I know very well, and it's even David Bakhtiari said it in a different light, the NFL's a business. Enjoy, relish what you had while embracing what you have. And that's the NFL. It's a business. It sucks he went to Minnesota. Awesome. I thought for sure he was going to go to Dallas. But I'm guessing Dallas just isn't picking up the phone at all.
What?
Because I don't think it would have. But he get $8 million in Minnesota?
I think they're giving him the best deal is what it was. Because Green Bay wasn't going to give him the 12 that he wanted. I think they actually wanted him to cut it down to $6 million or something. Yeah. Cut it in half.
Million.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple extra million and he's in Minnesota. It was terrible. For 40 minutes, we thought we had the best running back duo in the NFL.
I saw Paul put that out there where he's got the meme with the guy. I was like, That's pretty much sums up the Packer fan.
Almost everyone I know was messaging me, hey, does this mean we're getting rid of Aaron Jones? I was like, no, not everything I've heard so far. And then, so it's sad to see him go, but we've got a dog in Jacobs. Man, I'm going to be excited to see him run. He runs hungry.
Did you see those stats that I posted?
The stats, absolutely. And Green Bay pages have been posting stats on this dude now, and it's calming some people down. There are still a handful of people who are like, well, Aaron Jones, when healthy, is better. And I'm like, y'all just need to enjoy football.
Statistically, the last 4 years, the only running back that's ahead of him, right?
MC, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
so you're getting the second best running back in the NFL the last four years?
2022, he led the league in rushing.
Yeah.
Last year, he was second only to CMC.
But it's he was hurt. Yeah, he was hurt, too, for three games. And he ran behind a Las Vegas offensive line that was probably middle of the pack. Green Bay's got at least a top 10, top 12 line.
Yeah.
Could possibly be better as well.
It's been really well. I like the Green Bay moves. I'm excited. The fans need to just calm down. Everyone's freaking out about one thing, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out when the hell them Jacobs and McKinney jerseys are about to be in the pro shop so right. Big Daddy can put them up on the wall, because I am stoked.
Let's not leave our friends out of this. The Bears made a few moves, too, as well.
Obviously, the biggest one
is that Fields is still on the team, but...
I love that, and I love that you brought that up. Okay, so far, the Chicago Bears, they've signed DeAndre Swift, Ryan Bates, acquired from the Bills. Let's see here, Gerald Everett.
Is that the offensive lineman?
No, that's a tight end. That's a tight end. That must be a re-sign. Cornerback Jalen Johnson, re-signed. So that's a big one for Chicago. I'm super excited.
Retain what you had.
They did get Kevin Byard. That's the guy from the Eagles, I believe. Yeah, on all of our lists, he was a dog. More or less, he was a dog on all of the lists, except the Eagles fan who was disappointed with his performance.
Yeah, until he got him, then he was like, y'all, you're going to like what he brings to the table.
Wow. So, safety Jonathan Owens agreed to a 2-year deal, and then long snapper Patrick Scales. I think the biggest elephant in the room right now is that if they would have traded Justin Fields 3-4 weeks ago, they would have got way more than they're going to get for him now.
Yeah, he's not going to be a hot commodity.
No, I think they really shipped the pony on this. They knew who they were going after 2 weeks ago. They knew who they were going after in free agency a week ago. They knew the money they were going to spend. And the realistic option with this money spending is that they take Caleb or whoever they have as their number one quarterback on the
Charles,
draft.
Can I go over this right now?
Of course.
So let's go over the quarterbacks. All right, these are the ones that we know of right now that are signed. We got Cousins in Atlanta. Mayfield re-signed with the Buccaneers. Tannehill is still unsigned. Russell Wilson, Steelers. Minshew, Raiders. Jacoby Brissett, Patriots. Winston, Browns. Tyrod Taylor to the Jets. Sam Darnold to the Vikings. That one, that's a crazy one to me. Good for him, though. Good for Sam Darnold. Finally getting another shot.
Get your PSAs out. You're rated rookies.
And Drew Lock is still in the NFL. He signed with the Giants. We got Hundley, Dobbs, Rudolph, and then Fields is still under contract. Somehow he's still under contract with the Bears as we stand here today. So what team available that didn't sign anybody right there? It comes down to really only Denver.
I'm thinking the Raiders.
The Raiders or Denver?
I'm thinking the Raiders. Yeah, I'm thinking the Raiders. I'm thinking it makes sense for Fields to go to the Raiders.
He's got to be better than Minshew, right? Because that's who they signed. So.
Yeah. I don't – honestly, I mean,
he is.
He's more athletic than Minshew. I don't think he's a better decision maker. I think
Minshew might be more – he might be more clutch. But
he's a better quarterback, but the ceiling is much higher with Justin Fields than it is Gardner Minshew.
You already know what you're getting with Gardner. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it makes a bunch of sense. I did see a mock draft that has Jay McCarthy now going to Atlanta, sitting behind Kirk Cousins. That might end up being a really good fucking scenario.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, hell, They've spent the money. Charles. They've got position players. They're healthy. They've got a good defense. They're in a good scenario. If they can sit here and go, yo, look at what Green Bay does. Let's get our guy now and have him build up. I like that. I really do like that. But when it comes to Justin Fields, the Bears should have traded him yesterday, and now they'll be trading him on the 24-hour clock to draft day.
Yeah,
I think that's when Justin Fields will be gone.
Exactly. I believe it's going to be on draft day as well. You did call. Let's give you your props. Let's give you your claps, though, Charles. You did call the Kirk Cousins to Atlanta thing a long fucking time ago.
Yeah.
So good on you. That was a huge take.
Kirk Cousins, thank you. Thank you for that. And to break that down real quickly, it was easy. When you let your wife dress you, you're going to let your wife tell you where you live. And his wife wanted to go back to Atlanta.
Very true. She was from the ATL. That's right.
So I thought it was closed. I thought it was closed. The money, you could have went way less. I do like that they passed the 200 mil on Lamar for the 180 on Kirky. So
he is making so much money for being like that second tier quarterback in the NFL. Like there's your elite. And then there's Kirk Cousins is at the top of those good quarterbacks.
And he's acquiring stats. And I was thinking about this to myself the other day, right? I'm like, do I just keep making excuses for Kirk Cousins? Because since 2018, he's number 3 in touchdowns, right? And it's like, with Justin Jefferson, blah, blah, blah. When he was in Washington, the only reason he had those stats was because of garbage stats. So in Washington, it was garbage stats. And in Minnesota, now it's Justin Jefferson. I'm thinking I'm drafting Drake London in the second or third round in fantasy football next year because...
Hold on to this Drake London card back here. This rookie
auto.
That's
what I'm saying, man. Drake London just became a fucking superstar, I think, right? Man.
Well,
I do.
Who's the other guy, too? The tight ender they got there. He's very
good.
Yeah,
because Geno Smith, I was very high on a tight end list. He just went to Miami. So he's going to lose target share, but he still has the ability for production. But Kyle Pitts, the tight end for Atlanta there. He's got to stay healthy. I didn't realize that may have been the issue on why he wasn't utilized as much. But talent-wise, the dude's a dog.
Yeah, they didn't want him going over the middle, I think, and that's his sweet spot.
Absolutely.
His home run hits come from the middle of the field.
So apparently the Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl. They picked up
I did read something like
Carlton Davis. So the Lions are winning the Super Bowl. I don't know why anybody else is playing in the NFL next year. But the Lions, they did re-sign Graham Glasgow. Good job for them.
Yep.
They got Marcus Davenport. Jalen Reeves-Maben, 2-year extension on him.
Yep.
Of course, Carlton Davis. They did give up their third-round draft pick this year for that. We'll see, because it looks like... And now here's the confusing thing to me. Now, so when C.J. Gardner-Johnson, that's the name that I'm thinking about, when he left Philly for Detroit, everything Philly fans said about him came into fruition when he was playing in Detroit. He had 4 or 5 good games? He did not play very well. And really the lasting memory is him waving in the first quarter and them going home at the end of the game.
I have a question for you. I was going to go over these wide receivers for you, the ones that are still available. Tell me which one that you think is going to go off the board first, because I feel like these are going to be the next ones that are going to come off the list. You got Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, Calvin Ridley, Odell Beckham Jr., Tyler Boyd from Cincinnati. Man, he's a free agent? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Packers, pick him up. Curtis Samuel, DJ Chark from Carolina, Michael Thomas, Josh Reynolds, KJ Osborne, Braxton Berrios, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Mac Hollins, Quez Watkins, Chase Claypool, Paris Campbell.
I don't see a lot of them getting signed.
Marquise Brown might be one that
See four or five of them getting signed before preseason.
I forgot one, Charles. Marquez Valdez-Scantling is also on there.
Again,
MBS.
Again, four.
I can see the Bears taking him or somebody like that. Minnesota.
Yeah. Minnesota's with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson.
Here's the thing,
Aaron
Charles.
Jones, I don't know where your target shares are coming in. Maybe a veteran minimum. I know Calvin Ridley's getting interest from New England, but he wants to stay in Jacksonville. So that's why nothing has come into fruition there. even though Jacksonville did just pick up Gabe Davis, gave him a pretty good contract. But so it sounds like Ridley may settle for
Jacksonville
less
money. Yeah.
To be in Jacksonville and not go to New England. I think that probably has a lot to do with the weather. The reason I'm saying that also, there's some really good names on that list. Don't get me wrong, but they're on that list for a reason, I think. And with the amount of wide receivers coming out of the draft and the amount of speed inside those wide receivers coming out of the draft, you're gonna have to look for injuries or drops in production via rookies falling off, and they'll end up getting picked up in the first third of the season.
If you're gonna get 27 catches for 400 yards out of a rookie for four or five touchdowns and only have to pay $700,000 to $1 million compared to having to pay the veteran minimum or $5 million for the same guy, you're going to go with the rookie all day.
I do think in the wide receiver world, the most interesting, because I'm sitting here thinking this throughout, right? Old boy who just asked for a trade from Cincinnati. Good, great wide receiver. I can't think of his name right now.
Well, it's not Chase, is it?
No, from Cincinnati. No, it's not him. It's
T. Higgins?
Yeah. Isn't that the one that you saw on the list and said you couldn't believe he was there?
Tyler Boyd.
Okay, so anyways, T. Higgins asked for a trade.
Yeah.
That's a tough one for me, because if you're Cincinnati, you're trading a number one wide receiver. But with the draft so close and the potential of the wide receivers in the draft, why am I going to trade for a number? It's just tough for me because you've got the money involved in it right now also. And a lot of these teams that could use him, or teams that he would want to go to that would be in a better situation or equal to Cincinnati, they don't have the cap money right now. You're talking maybe at best San Francisco. But what is what are you going to trade? What are you willing to trade to pay that money for another number one wide receiver? That's the one that's interesting to me. I don't know where he's going to go. I don't know who's going to spend that money. I thought maybe the Texans, but the Texans have went out and just said, no, we dogs, and we're about to show you. They've done well for themselves. Let me pull them up here real quick. I got to scroll through just a couple. There we are. Picking up Joe Mixon, re-signing Dalton Schultz, Autry, Danielle Hunter. I love Danielle Hunter. He's number one edge rusher on my list. You've got Mike Ford, Lonnie Johnson, Desmond King, Jeff Okuda. That's a really big one. Signing old Jeff Okuda, Eric Murray. And then you've got the team already that was last year. Hell, I want to say Green Bay had a really good free agency. And it's because we've never had a free agency like this before as a Green Bay Packers fan. Not my life.
It feels like this is the first time we had a free agency.
But I'm having a hard time trying to figure out if the Texans or Baltimore Ravens became that much better, right? The three teams I've got in that mix right now are the Texans, the Ravens, and Green Bay. Who would you
think? I don't think the Texans made enough moves to become that much better. They didn't do anything offensively, just defensively. But yeah, definitely Baltimore and Green Bay made the biggest moves. Green Bay, by the numbers, got the second best running back in the NFL over the last 4 years. So,
and it's got to be the one of the best safeties, if not the best free agent safety.
Should we look at? I'm going to look at his stats, Charles. I'm going to look at his stats.
Yeah. Pull up Xavier McKinney's stats. I'm so excited to get a McKinney jersey, bro. I'm pumped to get a McKinney jersey.
You are. Yeah, you're a big guy for the.
And I was talking just before it happened. You and I were chatting after the Jacobs trade. I was like, bro, there's a buttload of scuttlebutt right now about Xavier McKinney. I can't believe that it would be true.
Protect yourself and your PC with NordVPN. Proudly protecting the Boys in the Woods podcast from haters since 2023.
All right, Charles, I got him.
30, 40 minutes later, boom, Green Bay comes in.
Guess where he was in tackles last year?
Oh, third.
Yeah, third.
Yeah.
Interceptions, he had three. He was tied for 11th. Yeah. And as a roaming safety, man, all I can see looking at these stats is Jair just got some help, man. He's been asking for a long time over the top. Yep.
Hashtag over to the left if needed. We did re-sign Valentine, which is very exciting to me. He had a lot of great potential. So you could have You're going to have Valentine on one side with McKinney over the top if necessary. You'll
and
have
he's
Jair.
Top 15. He's top 15 in the league in receptions allowed, and then also targets. Yeah, man, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
I was so excited. He was on my if I had a big board, he was on it.
I thought that was the one position in the draft that they couldn't draft. There's not a guy like him in the draft. There isn't one. There's not one.
It had us taking an offensive tackle in a buttload of mock drafts. And now after these free agency moves, there are a few switching to us taking another cornerback.
I would say running back as well if they end up getting rid of both of them.
And I think that has to do with our new defensive coordinator. I haven't done a lot of looking into him yet, but I'm thinking we're going to be in more man than zone from the way things are approaching. The Indianapolis Colts did really well keeping everyone in-house. Their front office deserves a massive pat on the back. I don't felt like Indianapolis overspent, and sorry. I don't think that Indianapolis overspent, and whoever's in that front office deserves a massive pat on the back. They did a really good job. Congratulations, Jacksonville Jaguars. Their Super Bowl odds before Mac Jones, I believe, was plus 3,500. After acquiring Mac Jones, their Super Bowl odds are plus 3,500. Well done on that one.
Well done on breaking even. Well done.
Not sure. You didn't get worse.
So. Why would you even make that call? He was so bad. So bad.
He's coming home. He's going back to Jacksonville. CJ Gardner-Johnson returned to the Eagles on a 3-year contract worth $33 million.
Oh, Mike's going to be happy about that one.
Absolutely. Received the non-exclusive franchise tag, Legarius Sneed. I haven't heard much about him for Kansas City, but otherwise, Kansas City's living in the same world Green Bay is in right now. They were young, rebuilding in a situation that people didn't think that they were supposed to be there. But because of that, you weren't going to see a lot of people leaving Kansas City. You were going to see them tying up some loose ends. I believe they've done that pretty well. The Denver Broncos, bro. The Denver Broncos.
Denver.
If you are going to get rid of Jerry Jeudy, why didn't you get rid of him last year just before the trade deadline when you could have gotten like a second or third, what's like second to fourth rounder from it was what we were hearing. But instead you wait until the end of the year and you drop him for a fifth and sixth rounder because you got to throw cap money out the ass?
It's crazy to me, Charles. That guy was so good in college, and he just did not have the career.
A front office? Is it a contract situation? If I traded you, you were still going to be on my books next year, but if I let you go now, you're not on my books next year?
I don't know, but I think it just has to do with ownership. The ownership for the Denver Broncos is terrible. The Waltons have never been the greatest. That's the problem, though. Maybe they just don't care they got that Walmart money.
It's just...
they can lease their future forever. They'll just keep picking up crappy players.
It's so wild. It's so wild to me. I feel bad. I want to feel bad for whoever gets drafted there, right? But you're going to Sean Payton.
You've got nothing. Yeah, you got nothing there.
But you got Sean Payton.
You do, but he's got nothing in the cupboard. It's like going to your grandma's house and she didn't go grocery shopping this week. He ain't got nothing in there. Grandma, come on, let's go get some groceries. I don't got nothing. Usually you're expecting cookies or ice cream. And what does she give you? She give you some saltine crackers. That's what you get. That's what you get with Denver.
Six round picks in 2024.
Fanatic Sports Gear, proudly endorsed by the Boys in the Woods podcast, where the boys shop for all their jerseys and sports cards.
That's just wild to me, man. It's wild to me.
Come on, Grandma, let's go get some ice cream.
So there are reports of David Bakhtiari heading to talk with the Jets.
Considering Rodgers sent a response to his tweet with a picture of the two of them sitting in Lambeau on top of the stadium there, sitting on top of doing the Lambeau leap. Yeah, I'm assuming he's going to go to New York Jets. So,
Oh, absolutely.
Good for him if he does. Team back up with one of your best friends. Go for it. All more power to you.
I would for sure. So the Pittsburgh Steelers are a little interesting to me. They got the wild card in Russell Wilson. They've signed Patrick Queen, and now they just made a trade with the Panthers, their wide receiver, for a cornerback. The wide receiver was Deontay Johnson, I believe.
I like the Patrick Queen signing.
Yeah,
I like the Patrick Queen. I guess I like the Russell Wilson one too because they didn't give up shit.
1.2 million.
1.2. I guess that's million. Exactly. Who gives a shit?
Like, and that's Russell pennies. Wilson was better than Kenny Pickett.
And if he doesn't pan out, you're out 1.2 million, like you said.
1.2 million. Yeah.
You probably pay the popcorn vendors more than that.
So let's bounce back to the Vikings real quick.
All right. Okay, under, how many yards do you think he throws for the next season?
Sam Darnold?
Or better yet, do they draft a quarterback, Charles?
They're definitely drafting a quarterback. I'm thinking Bo Nix.
Bo Nix?
I'm thinking Bo Nix, or
maybe Big Penix? You think they'd go with a lefty?
My concern is just the injury with him.
Warren Moon 2.0.
Regardless, with Sam Darnold, you're going to bring in a person who you potentially can't let sit for a year or more.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold, so the Jets are the only thing we know. And the Jets are a terrible organization. They even broke Aaron Rodgers 9 seconds into his career there. So you've got that situation going on, but then you move him to the 49ers, and at times you had people screaming for Darnold over Purdy.
Yeah.
Darnold came in, he produced well in that organization, but let's be honest, Shanahan is a really good coach, so is that the scenario? I mean,
He had two seasons with the Jets, Charles. He had 2 seasons with the Jets where he had more touchdown passes than interceptions. I guess no other Jets quarterback in the last 7 years has been able to say that. So
I'm a little biased. One of the packs of cards I just got was a Sam Darnold PSA 10 rated rookie card, Don Ross.
You got a pack of them, huh?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, I want him to do well. I do. But at the same time, it's in Minnesota. I don't know how I feel about that. But he's got Aaron Jones in the backfield. That dude.
They're going to be better.
Aaron Jones is a dog. He's got Justin Jefferson. He's got TJ Hawkinson. He's got Jordan Addison. If you can't get 3,500 yards in that system,
something's wrong. Yeah.
Something's wrong. I think something's wrong. I think 3,500 to 38 yards is realistic. The touchdown to interception ratio, if you're anything less than, I would give you 1.6 to 2 to 1, right? So you're looking, you got to be a little bit better than a touchdown or 2 touchdowns to 1 interception ratio. I'm thinking if you're sitting in that situation, if you're Sam Darnold, I'm thinking you're in a good boat. But the NFC North is a fucking gauntlet now, regardless of what people think. Offensively, we don't know what Chicago is, but defensively, they're damn good.
And every team in that division now is going to bring it every game.
Absolutely. Green Bay is Green Bay. The Detroit Lions are still the Detroit Lions. Regardless on if they're the brand new Lions or the same old Lions, they're tough. Right? They're tough. Yeah. The same old Lions aren't getting to the NFC Championship game. Okay, so they very well are the brand new Lions. And we all like Dan Campbell. So he's going to be playing in a gauntlet. He's going to be playing in a weather gauntlet. This isn't like the Bills and the Patriots.
One thing we didn't bring up, Charles.
Dolphins.
One thing we forgot to bring up is the yard sale that the fucking Buffalo Bills had. Holy shit.
They did restructure Josh Allen.
Yeah, so, they had to. At some point, they were losing everybody.
So they saved like $17 million on the...
Right. But they were so far over the cap, they had to get rid of a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm butthurt that Micah Hyde didn't make a comeback to Green Bay, but at the cost of what he was asking for, I would rather have a younger McKinney, just to be honest.
I would 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
But had Micah Hyde say, I'll come back for $4 million, for 1 year, $4 million, I would have said, hell yeah, you're welcome back to Green Bay.
Welcome back to Green Bay. Yeah, it's still awesome. We've got another 14, 16 hours from the time we're recording this. a lot more is coming. I don't think we're going to hear much more from Green Bay, although I didn't think we were going to hear anything from them at all. I'm not surprised on the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not. Jerry got you talking about him for weeks leading up to the combine. He got you talking about him at the combine, and now you're talking about him at free agency. As long as you continue to talk about him, Jerry's happy. I do. I'm excited for the draft at this point.
It's crazy to me they let Tony Pollard walk, though. That was like that was the guy they were grooming to be their next great running back.
It's the guy that allowed them to get rid of Zeke. Yeah, it's insane to me.
And then they just let him walk to Tennessee. They didn't let him walk, but he got a deal with Tennessee, so
he got an offer he couldn't refuse.
Do you think any of these teams, these deals fall through, though? Like you said, free agency's not.
No, the NFL is pretty solidified.
Maybe some no-name offensive lineman or defensive tackle. That's like a $2-3 million guy will fail a physical and they'll just drop him.
Oh, I can see.
But no big-name guy is going to be given up.
Absolutely not. You're looking at, and even too, you're looking at the money situation too. Most people aren't going to be able to give you as much total money.
Right.
In those scenarios, you might be able to get more guaranteed money, but less overall money. And I don't know if I would, as an athlete, I would never take that. I'm taking the most I can get because I'm going to play that out. And
it's a bad beat, bad deal. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not unheard of, but it's not something we hear of often in the NFL.
Anyway, shout out to Kirk Cousins' agent for getting him as much money as possible over the last like seven seasons. My God, dude, just an absurd amount of money for a guy that we all thought was the cookie cutter quarterback coming out of college.
180 million.
180. He got all that money from Minnesota, and I believe Washington paid him a bunch of money as well before he left Washington.
That's well done, Kirky. Yeah. Well done.
Kirky the turkey. Well, he's the freaking.
What do you think he's done for Michigan State?
Oh, I'm sure he's done plenty of great things for him. Yeah, probably gave him a new weight room.
It's the library. Is he helping out with the NIL? You think he's helping out with the NIL?
Maybe. He probably needs to help that basketball team out more than the football team right now.
He's a goddamn collective.
Oh, my goodness.
That's. I think we've about wrapped everything up, man. We knew this was going to be a short one because it's still ongoing. There was just so much that happened. We had to touch on it a little bit. Green Bay, calm down. Enjoy the memories. Enjoy what we had, but embrace what we have. This is so awesome. We're coming into this season. The last season, it was, we don't know. This season, this is fantastic. And I don't know how the Chicago Bears did it, but somehow or another, they've remained interesting. I thought they were going to screw it up. They haven't. Well done. This is pretty exciting.
Right. Let's see what happens in the future with them. Man, I like to see what they're. I can't wait for their draft, man. I can't wait. So excited for that number one pick.
The NFC North is back. From top to bottom, as long as Chicago doesn't screw this draft up. T to B. Name a better division.
Competitive.
Hey, by the way, I don't think enough people are talking about how liked Dan Quinn was in that Cowboys locker room because, man, Dan Quinn went fishing in Dallas and he came back with some trophies. I love you guys. I love it very much. Like, click, subscribe.
Happy one-year anniversary, Charles.
Happy one-year anniversary, man. It's been a wild ride. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see what year two brings.
Year two.
I'm so pumped. The world's a much better place with all of you in it. All of you. No matter how you feel about us. Smile more.
Boys in the Woods merchandise. Get yourself some Boys Podcast swag here at boysinthewoods906.shop.